Thank you, and welcome to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would really bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, our morning worship at 11, and then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to any and all of these services. If you have questions or comments concerning the things that we believe, the things that we preach, I'd be glad to talk with you about any and all of those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. You can also check out our church's website. There's much information there concerning the things that we believe and the things that we practice. That website address is www.independencebaptist.org. That's one word, independencebaptist.org. This morning, I'd like to look in the book of Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, as we think on this subject: are all churches alike? Are all churches alike? Think of this, that there are many similarities between churches. But Matthew chapter 16 verse 18 states, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Wow. Jesus Christ said, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Think of this. Churches are physically similar. However, some are large, some are small. Some have different things they are devised for. Some have large auditoriums, some large gyms, some many classrooms, some a few. Some have a large parking area, some don't have much parking areas at all. Is that what people look for? Is they just look at what's on the outside? Some people have an idea about when a church should meet. I suppose 10 o'clock every Sunday morning, that's a good time. But some churches only meet Sunday mornings. That's it. Some churches, however, meet every day of the week. These kind of churches have many different meetings suitable for almost every personality imaginable. Some churches have different kinds of leadership. Some churches have a pastor and deacons, and some churches don't. Some churches have a governing board as directors. Very few are led by their own congregations. Most churches have other governing bodies that control where the membership is heading. Which one is the right one? Well, some churches have a membership role. Some churches even have requirements for membership. But most churches do not discipline or exclude or take anyone off the church rolls at all, regardless of what happens. But some do. There's a difference in music. Some churches have congregational singing only. Some churches have other kinds of music altogether. I've seen some churches that have signs up, and they say, "We have congregational, and then we have the other kind," whatever that is. Many churches have rock groups, which sing and play music in their churches. Well, which is right? You might look at the fellowship of some churches, but, you know, what do? Some churches take up offerings. Some churches receive an offering. By this I mean that either the offering given is determined by another, or the offering given is determined by the giver. Which is the right way to do it? You know, you think about it. Today there are many different kinds of churches. So many differences that it is actually difficult to determine, at least at first glance, which is the right kind of church. Most of the differences in churches are not seen immediately. Some differences are said to be according to the personality of the pastor or the personality of the church, but we must remember the church is to have the personality of Jesus Christ, is it not? It's not to go by just the feelings of a man, but it is to be like Jesus Christ. That's the way the church is supposed to be. Is it not right that a church is to follow its leader? Who is the leader of the church that you attend? Is it Christ, or does your church simply follow a man? Think about it. When your church changes pastors, who does it follow then? I've seen churches that have changed everything about everything they believe because they had a different kind of pastor. Is that the way we're supposed to be? I don't think so. You know, you think about all of these differences that are seen upon entering the building, but that's not really what we're supposed to be looking for. It's just what a church is on the outside, or what a church is when you walk into the building. It's supposed to be more than that. We're supposed to be worshiping God Almighty. There's a lot of different kinds of churches in this world today. There's many different kinds. There's many, many more than there was many years ago, or just a few years ago, as far as that's concerned. But the difference is this. God made one, and Satan made all the others. You think about this. When Jesus Christ walked upon the face of this earth, that there were the Pharisees, the Sadducees, but Jesus Christ came to preach a different kind of message altogether. When Jesus Christ walked upon this earth, there were those assemblies, at least, that met together, and they worshiped something, but they did not worship God. When the Apostle Paul preached on Mars Hill, that great message, he preached to a group of people that believed in anything goes. They believed that one God was impossible because they had many gods, they had many idols set up to many different kinds of gods. You see, are all churches alike? Why, no. Churches are not alike. Many churches are upon this face of this earth, but many churches may not be right. You think about this. When did your church really begin? I know that there's churches that say, well, we can go all the way back to the Apostle Peter. Well, I'll tell you something. You're not going back far enough. Jesus Christ said this in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Jesus Christ said, you're Peter, but upon this rock I will build my church. In the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus Christ is not saying that Peter is the originator of the first church. Jesus Christ is saying, you are a little stone, but upon this rock, upon this solid one. You know, you think about it, that the Apostle Peter and all the other apostles, they are simply little stones. They're not the cornerstone. Jesus Christ said, I am the cornerstone. The first church was built upon Jesus Christ. It wasn't built after the life of Christ, but the first church was built by Jesus Christ during his own personal ministry. If your church doesn't teach that, then I wonder why it doesn't teach that. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ has a beginning, and it has a foundation. There are only two different beginnings, and there are only two different foundations available. One is Christ, and one is everything else. Think of that. There's only two different foundations. One is Christ, and the other is anything else. Jesus Christ said, I will build my church. Understand, Jesus Christ said, I will build my church. I know other false churches, they claim to preach about Jesus Christ, but their emphasis is not upon Jesus Christ. Their emphasis is upon everything else. But if we ever get away from this one point, that the foundation of the original church is what we ought to go back to. And Jesus Christ said, I will build my church. That's Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. All other emphasis is the wrong kind of emphasis. There's only one foundation. That foundation is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will last throughout all eternity. There is no doubt about that whatsoever. Jesus Christ will last for all eternity. Our foundation will last because it's built upon the rock, and the rock is the Rock of Ages. I remember one time, several years ago, that I was speaking to a man who wrote a thesis for a Bible college course he was taking on the beginning of his church. And you know, the amazing thing about it was that when he wrote that, he said that was the first one that had ever been written. And I thought, what is that all about? Because the Bible says that Jesus is the foundation. This man said that his church began about 1500 or something like that, but he was totally out of it. I tried to question him about that, but it was no use in talking to him at all. Our leader, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, is literally out of this world. We are soon going to him, after which he will return to the world and rule the world for 1,000 years, which is only the beginning of his great eternal rule. Think about that. The small church that he had at the beginning was only a few members. On the day of Pentecost, there was only 120 members, about 120 members. This church was rejected by the majority in that day. There was only about 120 members of that church. But this church went on to fill the entire world. The Bible said there was about 3,000 saved on the day of Pentecost. The Bible says just a few days later, there was about 5,000 saved. They turned from sin, and they turned to righteousness and holiness and truth in Jesus Christ. This is the thing about the church of the Lord God. The church is a group of saved, scripturally baptized believers who have covenanted together to worship the Lord God. That's what a church is. We could ask a lot of things about the church, but the fact is that Jesus Christ said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Listen, that is the kind of church that's still in this world today. Regardless of all of these others that you might see, Jesus Christ said, I will build my church. You know what? I believe the Lord is still building his kind of church. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We want to invite you again to come to services at the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. Thank you now for listening.